Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Tele Tuesday, and we have the remarkable Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, the author of The Healing of the Womb, but she has some more good stuff to share with us because she's authoring another book, and that book is titled The Healing of a Man's Heart. She's going to share with us, but before we get going out here, I just want to ask you, how was your day today? I had a pretty remarkable day, very, very busy, very, very productive. And you know, in any field of endeavor, making a vow is the foundation for achieving something great. It is whatever a person gives up half-heartedly and backslides, his or her commitment hasn't been based on a vow. Half-hearted desire does not amount to a vow. We have to stick to it out there, just as we have to never give in to our negativity or the negativity of anyone else. Never give up on your dreams. Never retreat. You want to proceed as the mighty, fearless lion, shining as bright as the sun, no matter what. Believing in yourself and knowing that you can make the impossible possible. So we're going to get started with Tell It To You Tuesday. I'll play you a little bit of this before we bring Miss Stephanie Haynes on with us this evening.
Thank you.
cause each time I just can't help myself. I think about how tight we used to be. I break down and cry. Oh baby, walk on by.
Now, I just wanted to give you that to set the mood here, because when we are broken, it's not a good thing just to walk on by and leave that person out there. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening to tell us many, many ways of healing a man's heart. Stephanie, are you with us with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, thank you. You know I get that out there first. We know you're a busy lady. We appreciate and love you coming on and sharing and caring with us this evening. So I'm just going to be quiet over here. I got my pencil and pad ready and listen to all this goodness.
Yes. Well, goodness. So tonight, emotionally broken and how they learn differently. Right. So, look out for. So, when I was from the time, emotional unavailable, I'm sure that.
Stephanie, I'm having a problem over here. I don't know if it's on my end or your end, but you're fading in and out on me. So maybe you need to locate in another spot. It's a fade in and out. You're breaking up.
Yeah?
Hello, I hear you. Yeah, it's sort of like in an echo.
I'm sorry? I'm in a clear spot, so can I go?
Yeah, you're going in and out. Can you hear me? Hello? Well, before she gets that on together, we're just going to go back up in here and see if we can suggest this connection. Let's do it again. Stephanie, can you hear me? We'll go again.
just can't get over using you. So if I seem broken in two, please walk on by. Walk on by. Foolish pride, that's all that I have left. So let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me. You put the hurt on me, you sucked it to the mountain when you said goodbye.
Try this again and see if our connection is better. Stephanie, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh. I can hear you better now. Yes, yes. You know how the technology works here. We have to go in and come out sometimes. So let's try it again.
Okay. All right. So good evening, listeners. So tonight's topic is going to be on the emotionally broken men that love differently. So I'm going to begin with some of the signs, you know, why are some times a man is emotionally unavailable. So one of the most common signs that someone is emotionally unavailable is that they don't reveal or show their actual feelings around you. Now, and while you may encourage them to open up and be able to express their emotions, they never let their guards down around you to say what they really is on their mind. So they might, you know, just open up a little bit. But deep down inside, they really don't come out and tell you the core of their, you know, what's going on with them. So, you know, emotional pain tends to be overlooked when it's coming from a man. You know, since ancient times, there has been a lot of pressure on men to be tough and not to show their soft side. Thus, a lot of men too forget to experience or even indulge in emotions. Even looking at how children are brought up, there is a lot of fuss when a girl child gets hurt or even cries. But on the other hand, the boy child who gets hurt while playing and cries is admonished to act like a man. And crying isn't considered manly. So this is how the young boy grows up to be men who don't know how to show care or hurt, or sometimes they not even show any signs of stress until things sprouts out of control. Now, before you engage in such behavior, ask yourself whether you'll be happy knowing you raised an emotional broken man, all because you were following the script put out there by society on how men should act. Now, from these experiences, it is clear that men aren't the problem, but society that pushed them to be like men. Thus, men do have emotions, only that they have learned to not show them because they punish every time they let their guards down. Also, this is why there are lots of emotional broken men. And these men, they love differently. Now, before you engage in such behavior, ask yourself whether you'll be happy knowing you raised an emotional broken man all because you was following the script. I'm going to repeat that again, because we as women and mothers, you know, some of us follow the script, you know, when we tell our child to man up, not to cry. And when that happens, they grow up not to be able to show their emotions. Now, the most important thing is that when men, when they do have their emotions, they have learned not to show them because of being punished, letting their guards down. And once they do that, he never talks about his problems. So when they don't talk about their problems, you will ask. You will ask them to open up. And when you ask them to open up, sometimes it can be a struggle with them taking their chance of not being exposed. Instead, what they'll do, they'll keep it bottled. And when you bottle their emotions, it becomes dangerous. His inner being will be overwhelmed at some point, and this is when he will explode. Mm. It won't be a pretty thing to witness. Don't be harsh to the broken man, though. As much as they like to talk about what's bothering them, they also don't want to look weak. Now, he seems to have everything under control to an extreme extent. Looking at the emotional broken man from afar, you think he's perfectly normal. However, taking a closer look will lead to the realization that he's, in fact, fighting himself. Now, an emotionally damaged man tries to overcompensate by maintaining an image a lot of people wouldn't manage. As much as not every man struggles with this, it does seem to apply to a good number of men. Having a partner who seems to have it all together is exciting, since you will have less baggage to deal with. However, don't be too caught up in that to forget to read between the lines. Being aware of the signs of an emotional damaged man will help you realize what is going on early. From there, you can start a discussion to find a way to help. Now, if he acts cold often, the emotional broken man loves fiery, but often he's go cold on you. No matter how small the issue is, it can turn cold. Now, this is one of the signs of an emotional broken man, and it should tell you that he's dealing with some emotional issues. However, this isn't always a sign of a damaged man. Sometimes it could just be that you are dating a jerk. All right. So look into the past of the broken man to get a clue of what's causing the reaction he's having in the present. Now, the emotional pain makes the broken man pull away at the slightest issue. However, it isn't just broken men who have this reaction, because even women who have been hurt emotionally will have the same reaction. That it has nothing to do with you. It's only that they think the problem isn't worth dealing with, and some aren't even sure about how to handle it in the first place. Now, he doesn't show emotion or vulnerability. Now, an emotional damaged man would not say what you want to hear, but you can tell he feels and thinks about those things. Mm. This can be an attribute to the fact that he finds it difficult to embrace his emotional side. Now, a damaged man knows once he let in the emotions, even the negative ones, will have to address, and he's just not ready for that. Now, he may be ready to tell you the things you want him to say, but holding back because he's not sure or how to process everything else that comes with those emotions. Now, it would take a lot of time for an emotional damaged man to work through this, but it's possible to come out on the other side better. Now, he seems to know exactly what he wants. Now, one of the signs of an emotional damaged broken man is the fact that he seems to know what he wants. But this isn't true, though. A damaged man wants everyone to think he has a solution for every problem, but it is far from the truth. Now, the emotional broken man loves to make people think his life is perfect to avoid being judged. That's the ego. He makes it seem like the fulfilled and complete when on the inside he's a broken person and unfulfilled to an extent you cannot even fathom. Thus, a man you think has everything under control is probably putting up a show and doesn't know a lot of things. He's only an emotional broken man who is figuring out his life like everyone else, only that he has mastered the art of pretense so that he comes off as a super confident person. All right? So the masculinity factors is that, remember how men are pushed to be masculine when they're still children. It stays with them even when they are grown up. An emotional broken man wants people to think highly of him. He can't handle the heartbreak after realizing people don't think he can manage himself as he believed possible. Now, to a broken person, his emotions are the enemy. If only he realized it is a bad thing to be emotional. He may even come out and unavailable because he always preoccupied with preserving the image he has created. Thus, if you are with an unavailable man who never seems to have time to love you, a breakup may not be the answer, but rather digging deeper to discover whether the problem is. I'm going to read that again. If you are with an unavailable man who never seems to have time to love you, a breakup may not be the answer, but rather digging deeper to discover where the problem is. So he leads a script life. So everything he do is routine, you know, something that he created. Now, because of the burden of having to put out a certain image, an emotionally broken man leads a scripted life. He would not slip and show his emotional side, no matter how much he may love you. To tell him that part of him is a bad thing and giving a chance, he'll tear it all up and toss it away or just turn it off. Now, this realization will come with a lot of heartbreak, and it's okay. to discuss a breakup if you think you can't handle dating an unavailable man. An unavailable meaning that he's not with another person, that he's unavailable emotionally. Mm-hmm. Okay? So be compensated, because no one wakes up and decides to be damaged or broken. You know, as I say, everything starts in the womb while the mother is carrying that child. However, it doesn't have to stand in the way of you having a healthy relationship. Now, he overcompensates in relationship. So when all is said and done, a damaged person has a lot to offer when it comes to love. Compensation, compassion, and even kindness. So once he falls in love, he will do his best to protect and ride the storm with you. However, no matter how much the emotionally broken man loves, he never lets his guard down when it comes to his heart. He'd be willing to let go if he was sure he could control it. However, at the end of the day, he's human, and therefore this isn't possible. As much as a damaged person is aware of this fact, he struggles to accept that. He's lonely. An emotional broken man will go to an extreme length to show how he got his life together, but this is so far from the truth. He is not just alone in his mind, but also lonely, even when he's surrounded by loved ones. He's constantly battling himself on whether to let go or control everything, no matter how much runs from it. All this is no escape. So this fear and loneliness can be tempered by opening up to a loved one, but he'll never trust anyone enough to let his guard down. So some signs of an emotional broken man: constantly compare himself to others. Because of the things he has gone through in his life, the emotionally broken man constantly compare himself to others. On several occasions, he has been told that he is not good enough. He comes to believe that, and the comparison is his attempt to figure out where he stands. You may have a hard time understanding this, but it's not a big deal. He doesn't trust easily. The damaging toll an emotional broken man has been through will make him weary of trusting others. For him to trust you, that trust has to be earned. You cannot just come into the life of a damaged person and hope for trust. Like many other things with a damaged person, trust has to be earned, especially individual if they've been abandoned, if they're dealing with abandonment issues. Mm-hmm. Right? He doesn't open up about his past. A broken person rarely talks about his past relationship. He fears that telling people about past relationship will leave him exposed and feeling vulnerable and the damaging toll this could have should things go wrong will leave him with a broken heart. Now, he feels that these are his problems to bear, and sharing isn't the option. So he doesn't believe in second chance. So the emotionally broken man leaves fiercely, but you won't hesitate to cut ties once you make a mistake. He won't give you a second chance. You only get one chance, and no matter how much you love him, he'll jump ship the moment you hurt him. Even the slightest mistake might leave him with a broken heart, but don't think this will save you once he decides to let you go. He'll shut down when something is bothering him. Broken human beings don't know how to deal with or process emotions. They rarely talk about their problems, no matter how stressed they are. And facing a hard time, they'll just shut down to deal with it alone. You'll hear from them again once the problem has been sorted, and they'll even have a smile on their face. Now, this is one of the consequences of being pushed to be manlike by society. Mm-hmm. Now, trying to get them to talk about what happened will lead to more arguments and problems, and they'll shut it down again. Now, it becomes a vicious cycle that is hard to break, not to mention how heartbreaking that can be. Now, he's very cautious. Now, a broken man will weigh all the pros and the cons before diving into anything. This is more of the overanalyzing and obsessing over the option. Now, this caution is born of being let down over and over again in the past and not learning how to work through this. However, a cautious person does know how to let go and build a healthy relationship. Now, he tends to set unrealistic expectations as well to get assurance that you will stick by his side through thick and thin. It isn't healthy, though, especially in a long-term relationship, because it will feel like you are constantly on the hot seat. Mm-hmm. Now, he struggles to let things go. A broken man never know how to let go of things, even if they have run their course. Even minor things that happened years ago will be held onto for too intensely. However, don't take this to mean he won't let you go once he disappointed in you. He can cut ties easily with people, but when it comes to letting go other things go, it is a struggle. Broken men hold on to grudges far too long, and because they set unrealistic expectations, more of the time, getting on their bad side will be far too easy. He gives up very easily. For a human being to give up easily, it means he has been let down by a lot of people many times before. Mm-hmm. Now, with that, it becomes easier for him to accept things when they don't go his way. Now, this can be good, but also bad when it comes to a long-term relationship. Now, a broken man won't get his hope up even when he wants something badly. If it doesn't work out, he won't be crushed, and he'll just stop trying. Giving up is something he has gotten great at over time. However, this isn't a way to build a healthy relationship. There will be a lot of ups and downs in a long-term relationship, and someone who gives up at the slightest issue will probably leave before too long. Now, a lot of people have been through major issues in their relationship and finding solutions rather than giving up is the best move. Now, he doesn't give anything his all. Being a man-like is defined by not letting your emotion show, but in the process of not letting others see your emotions, you'll learn to hold back. Now, this creates a vicious cycle, and it always seems like the man is on the fence about everything. Now, it isn't the easiest relationship because it feels like you're doing all the work, but your efforts aren't being reciprocated. Now, when he's emotional unavailable, men operate from a place of standing still in an attempt to be manlike. They are afraid and nervous about putting themselves out there and not getting the outcome they had hoped for. Now, offering more means they can't control whatever happens and they may lose the little they have left. So there is no shame in wanting to leave such a relationship. However, if you feel you can stand by his side while he works on overcoming all that, then you should go ahead and do that. Now, he lacks confidence. Okay. Now, an emotional broken man will struggle with confidence as well. He'll always feel like he's falling behind when it comes to being manlike. Now, the feelings of inadequacy, of falling short and people-pleasing will destroy his confidence. This makes him feel like he can't hold his own. On the side note, he's finding it hard to believe that any woman who looks his way actually like him for who he is. Now, he might even push you away because he feel like you deserve better. It may take a lot of reassurance to convince him that he's enough and you love him for him. Now, do it in a way that doesn't destroy his confidence even further. No matter how much you reassure him, remember that he's fragile. Now, he can be very controlling. A broken man are in a constant battle with themselves on the inside, and a sense of control helps with that. Therefore, if your significant other is obsessed with being in control all the time, it is a sign that he is emotionally broken.
Wow.
No one likes to be controlled, not even a dog.
No. No. They won't work
okay.
with me.
All right.
They won't work with me.
No one likes to be controlled, and this was not set right with you. However, exploding on him and calling him out about this habit would not solve the problem. Nevertheless, it doesn't mean you have to excuse the behavior. Once you let the first one slide, it would be downhill from there on.
Mm.
That's why it's important to set those boundaries.
Mm.
Mm. Now, you need to have a sit down and to be clear about how you feel. Mm. As much as he is broken, it doesn't give him the free ticket to treat you like a toy.
No.
Or well, even a doorman.
Wow.
Or even a doorman. All right? So you set boundaries and make it clear that you won't tolerate being treated any less than you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, you also be helping him to deal with his issue in a healthy manner rather than projecting to others. Now, he'll always distance himself without even realizing it. Now, for an emotionally broken man, being hurt will trigger him to distance himself from other people. You might not even realize it at the start, and he may not even be aware that he's even doing it. Now, the distancing is in an attempt to ensure he doesn't end up hurt again. This happened gradually, and by the time you wrap your head around what is happening, he may even have cut ties with you completely. You need to be observant. Take note of every slight chance in his behavior. Now, if he keeps on blowing you off, or counseling plan at the last minute, bring it up immediately. The more you let the behavior slide, the worse it becomes. And by the time you are addressing it, the relationship may be too far gone to even be saved. Now, it's better to end things early than just sitting and waiting for the spark of prism. Now, he thinks kindness is a ploy to get favors. Now, being manipulated by other people makes an emotionally broken man think that your sweet gestures are treats to manipulate him.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be true, but in his mind, things are quite different. Given the healthy price he has paid in the past for manipulation from other people, his mind may automatically go in defense mode once you show kindness. Now, keep this in mind and be kind when you are pointing out that you are actually coming from a place of genuineness when you show kindness. Now, he has twist response to your love. Now, for emotional broken men, his life has been full of abuse, criticism, manipulation from others.
Mm-hmm.
So this makes him think that everyone is doing the same and he doesn't know how it feels like or look to be loved for who he is. Thus, he's likely going to have a twisted response to your affection. So responding by giving more affection and love, over time he'll feel safe around you and relax enough to reciprocate the love you're giving out. Now, to conclude this, I want to say, you know, if you are open to dating a man who is broken, you need to weigh the good and the bad. We cannot help who we fall in love with. But it's up to you to decide whether the relationship is worth your time and effort. You shouldn't stay hoping to change an emotionally broken man, because that's not always possible. Mm-hmm. But be sure you can handle what you see from the beginning, because this is a high possibility. It won't get better. You can do best to help a damaged man by, but you cannot take away the damage. I'm going to say that again. You can do your best to help a damaged man, but you cannot take, take away the damage.
I don't know. I have to put my sixth eye out there because I... No. What about you got a broken man, and what about the other mate? It's been broken also. We're talking about relationship, man and woman, but you have a lot of people out there that goes across the board with business relationships also, when people exuberate that stuff, and you have to sit back and say, wait a minute, I don't think so. You know, it's not going to work. It just won't work because it's yeah.
Yeah.
But go ahead. No, when you go on, you go on.
Uh-huh. Like you said, you know, it doesn't have to be, and this not only for men, it can go for women too. Because,
oh, yeah.
You know, and I started with this because, you know, Father Day is getting ready to come up, and
mm-hmm.
and men that doesn't really have relationship with fathers, and most of them started not being born into a family where the mother is just raising the son and the father's not available,
mm-hmm.
right? And all that stuff is carried in the womb, and it's carried when the mother is carrying that child. And if the husband is not present, or the male figure is not present during the pregnancy, you know, she's holding on all of that anger, resentment, that shame, that guilt,
mm-hmm.
you know, during that pregnancy. And she's marking that child.
Mm-hmm.
Unknowingly.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that stuff is so embedded, it's in the DNA. It starts back from slavery time. And what we coming up, and what the men had to go through they was coming.
Yeah.
All right. So it goes from generation to generations where men have not been on table where they are glorified. They are nurtured, they are loved, they are upheld, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming up, you know, boys were not to cry. So that wasn't nurtured in the way that, okay, yes, you've been hurt. How do you nurture that pain? You don't tell them to suck it up and don't cry.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's a process. And that's why men have not learned how to process their pain, because they were told not to show their pain.
Not to show that emotion. And then you have females
mm-hmm.
the same way, you know,
mm-hmm.
to go through. But this has been interesting. Let me ask you, I know this is going into a series. Will this carry on, Stephanie, for next week, or will we be on another topic? Or, I needed to know here. Because
mm-hmm.
this has been very interesting, because we look at it as male and woman, but you have to pay attention. Sometimes people are quick and short, or, you know, they don't do a lot of explaining, or they'll only answer you when you put a question out there. It's not, I hear where you're going. But like you said, it all starts in the womb. Well, I cannot be with a broken man, because we won't work together very well. It just won't work. It's not going to work. I like dialogue, okay?
And I would say this, it would take a special person to be with a broken man.
Yeah, it's hard.
Someone that has patience and understanding and insight. You know,
I got insight, I got understanding, but the patience, no. We all broken over here too. We got two broke glasses sitting up here, and it is not enough glue. The glue is both back together. It is not going to work, okay? But I hear you. I appreciate this. Yes, very, very interesting, because it gives someone something to really, really think about. And I put a note. What did I put? You know how I like to, when we say the word emotionally unavailable, it's not that they don't have time. They are not available emotionally, but yet they're going to demonstrate out there, you know, that everything is everything. And same way with women. And they cover theirs in a different way, but you could still pick up on it, you know, where the trust value, when someone says, trust me, I kind of look at them and I say, you know what? I want people to trust me, so let me try. But that word is make your ears stand up. Trust me, because you don't know how much distrust that individual might have been through. So that, you know, but you want people to trust you, so you try. But I don't think I could. I'd have to really put we have that third eye, and push that crown chakra button. And let everything get in balance and pick up on it, because you know that something is off. You know it's off.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's off, or either say, like when you get into situations, you know, people approach you and they come with that craziness, and they come, but then they don't know who they're bringing it to, and when they find out who they bring it to, they can't handle it. You know, because what appears to be is not. Okay, and so sometimes you have to put that out there, and if you're not ready, you're going to go. But if you're not ready, you don't need to be around anyway, because you must be ready. Okay, we must be ready to do what we have to do. Yeah, but I like this topic, and it makes a lot of sense, and this is just the beginning. Is this going to go? What will we take care of next week? What will we be?
Well, the theme is, you know, is healing in the heart of the man.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so we're going to, you know, it's the same as the healing of the womb for the women.
Okay. Okay.
And so I'll be going through all the sections of forgiving, you know, letting go and all that.
Ooh, removing the mask. You know what my favorite. Well, I like the balancing. You know, I love the chakras. I really love them, but I really like them all. But when you say letting go, I like the mask. You know, removing of the mask. So that like peeling that onion in me. I love that. You know, and whenever I'm going through stuff, I think of that onion. I say, okay, let me get this skin off of here. But it's very interesting. I cannot wait. I want my copy first. Sign it. Get it ready. We're going to have some things. Everything is opening up. I'm still adjusting out here. And, I have a two-way foe on everything. You know, there's still things happening out there. People are still in ICU. This stuff is not over yet. Individuals have to continue to take care of themselves and do what they have to do. And I will send you an email, because I have another topic I'm thinking about, but it might not be time to discuss it over it, but I need to discuss it with you. That's happening. You know, we have Juneteenth coming up, and it's a big celebration, and people hollering about the Emancipation Proclamation and all that, but I will talk to you about that, okay, because I was there where it was started. You know, it was in 1865 in Galveston, Texas. And so, you know, my family was 46 miles north of Galveston in Houston. But it's not all that it cuts out to be. It's a lot of stuff that's not included in there, as we all know. So I keep getting these little birds talking to me, but I will talk to you about that. So people are celebrating the Juneteenth. We've been celebrating it, you know, what do you say, festival days, so many different names for it. But I have my stuff on that, and I need to speak with you on that. And we can't discuss it over the air right now, but eventually we will, and we'll have some persons coming in, not say on that particular topic, but, you know, I like the projects out here for the young adults. You know, they got all the technology coming and the math and stuff, and I'm saying, where's the history, where's the history? So we'll have to talk about that because where's the history? That's, yeah, you're bringing in technical math, science and math and technology. It needs to have another letter on to the end of that, an H for history, because we're dealing with young minds here. And as far as the young minds, they need to be brought back to, how can I put it, they need to, I'll use this word, they need to remember yesterday in order to move forward to today and past today. It didn't start at where we're saying that it started, just like the emotional broke man. It didn't start when his girlfriend dumped him. It started in his mother's womb. And that makes sense to me. that's why I'm going back with it. But on that note, we're going to cut out of here. Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound. And then the next book is The Healing of a Man's Heart. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we will be back next week. We're going to move through these chapters. It's going to be so exciting, Stephanie. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But you shook a nerve over here. When the thing that's sticking with me, and that's all I'll put out there, it didn't start from the breakup with the girlfriend. It started in the womb of the mother. The hurt, the pain that she carried, that we all carry, you know, that's that karma down there. That karma. But my people are talking, so I'm going to cut out Stephanie. Thank you, Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, and the new book, The Healing of a Man's Heart. Tune in next week. Keep your pads ready. You need to get a big journal for this, because this is going to be another good one. You thought the chakras was something. We're going to tear into this and broaden our perspectives here. Stephanie, we love you.
Love you, too. Take care. Thanks for having
love
me.
You, love you, love you. Thank you so much, and enjoy your evening.
Good night.
That's Stephanie Haynes, guys. The Healing of the Wound. The author of The Healing of a Man's Heart. Coming out. Look out for it.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Yeah. Ooh.
Say,
woo.
Breaking
we
up.
We share and care with love all through the land. Educate,
communicate,
and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care and share with love all through the land.